Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianda. May I please have your zip code on your account?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Stephanie. I'm with Security Operations for Citibank. This call may be monitored or recorded. The reason for my call today is I have a customer saying there's fraudulent transactions on their credit card with your merchant. I was hoping to be able to speak to somebody in regards to the transaction, get a little bit more information for our investigation. Would you be able to assist?
Yes, ma'am. I have the customer zip code.
Yes, ma'am. So the mailing zip code for the customer is 46748.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. So the first name is Weldon, W-E-L-D-O-N. The last name is Meyenberg, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, I as in India, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, B as in Boy, U as in Umbrella, R as in Robert, G as in George.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
So I have an address on Impala Drive in Huntertown, Indiana.
No, you said what information?
I'm sorry, it's an address on Impala Drive in Huntertown, Indiana.
Yes, what is those numbers in front of the Impala Drive?
So unfortunately, I apologize. I will not be able to release that just for the protection of the customer. I do have the whole card number. I have the email address. Would anything like that be beneficial?
All right, provide me the email address.
Okay, so the email that we have on file for our customer is W as in Whiskey, R as in Romeo, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, at Comcast.net.
Yes, ma'am. We have their information as well. Thank you for the information. I have located an account for the meal plan. The customer had the meal plan for the Bite Sub, which is for the iPad. They signed up for a sweepstakes service that's partnered with the Bite Sub, and it was for the iPad. And they explained at the bottom of the offer by signing up, they also signed up for the service that provide recipe guides, show you how to cut the carbs and boost the energy.
Okay, once. So if they enter into the sweepstakes, they automatically got entered into the membership for the recipes. Is that what you were saying it was?
Yes.
Okay. And that was in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the sign-up page, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is it still open and active?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was there like a confirmation email or anything sent to that email address that whenever they signed up that they were signing up?
You said, did we send it to the email address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Once they signed up, because they had to agree to everything and check the box.
Okay. Alrighty. And then did you have a mailing address on Impala Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And you did say it was underneath the Weldon Meyenberg? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great. Okay. Was there anything that I need to provide you before we disconnect the line?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Once again, I want to thank you so much for your patience and time. This is very beneficial to our investigation. One more question. So was it only just the one transaction that you're showing, or was there a couple of them?
It's only one.
Okay, great. Okay, that's very beneficial. All right. Well, thanks again. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye.